Good evening, Aboisai. Good evening, everyone. Are you all ready for Hilchos Tzitzis, Aboisai? Why is it that we've got five double knots? Hashem, five? What's the connection between five and... That's one of the questions that we'll be discussing. Five double knots. What is also the reason why we've got... In between the 7, 9, or maybe 8, but the Shulchan Aruch says 9, 11, and 13. All those questions will be discussed. So today we're going to be learning the main parts, the real, if we talk about chitzitzes, today is the share. Tonight is it. Okay, so let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. We're going to be learning all those halachas in Mitzvah Hashem, and in Mitzvah after tonight's share, we'll know how to make a kosher tzitzes. Okay. Shulchan Aruch Seif Yud Dalet in page 44 in our editions, in the Dershu editions. Yikach Arba Chutim. We spoke about the eight or maybe four strings. You should take them. Yikach Arba Chutim Mitzad Zeh V'Arba Mitzad Zeh. So you take them, you put them through the hole, and we spoke yesterday about the hole. So you put them through the hole and the four, and you put them around it. So you've got now four on each side. Four times two, even I know that, is eight. So, v'yikach arba chutim mitzad zeh, v'arba mitzad zeh. V'yikshu shnei pa'amim zeh al gav zeh. Okay, once you've put them through that hole, then you have four on each side. Now you should make a double knot. Yikshu shnei pa'amim zeh al gav zeh. You should create a double knot. Right. And after that, the assumption is that one of the strings is longer, which is, one string which is normally longer. It's called the shamash. Normally there is one that is longer. That's the reason for that is because one of them, you're going to see that you have to go around and around. So it makes sense to have that one longer. So the assumption is, it's not really a halachic requirement that one of them is longer, but the assumption is that one of them is going to be longer. That's called the chut ha'oroich. The chut ha'oroich, so the longer string, you take that soviv ha'shiva k'tzas ha'krichois. You should take it around, soviv ha'shiva k'tzas krichois. Says you should tie it around, you should go around k'tzas krichos, a few times around. He doesn't specify at this stage how many times. So you make a double knot, you go a few times around. V'koysha shnei pa'amim zal gav zeh. And then you make a double knot yet again. V'koysha v'koyrech, and you do that again. V'chen yaseh, so you should do. Ad sheyashlim lechomesh k'shorim k'fulim. You should end up having five double knots. So you do once a double knot, you go k'tzas pa'omim a few times round, then you make a second double knot, and you tie around again a few times, then you do that a third time, a fourth time, and a fifth time. Five times you go, you make double knots, and in between you've got krichos in between. V'arba avirim beineihem, four spaces, air space as it were, in between them. Meleim krichos, full of, what's the right word for that, the krichos, if you go around? Round... What's the word?
Wrappings.
Yeah, good. Wrappings. That's good. Wrappings. So you've got five knots and four times spaces in between, which are wrapped. What do you say?
Wrapped.
Yeah. Does that make sense when you go around? Because it's really
wrappings.
Yeah. Should we call it wrappings? Because we're gonna have that word now a lot of times. Wrappings. Make sense? Okay. When you go around. Okay. Meleim kichos. Okay. Now. The Shulchan Aruch says now, Ein Shia Le Kichos. There is no real measure of the Kichos. How many times you have to go down at this stage? He says, Rak Shiyu, only there should be Kol HaKoroich V'Akshorim Roich V'Arbo Gudolim V'Onof Shmoina Gudolim. So, he says now, the first thing that he says is about, he says as follows, okay? We're going to ignore now the green because that's not really important, the figures. Okay, let's go slow. So what you need to do first of all is a double knot, which I have made in red. Okay, you do one double knot, then you do krichos, the wrappings, which are It's true, there are seven, but let's not talk about that figure now. You do a few times, you do a double knot again, and then again you do a few kichos, and then a double knot again, etc., until you've got five. So the point that Shulchan Aruch makes at this stage, which is really crucial, is that you make five times double knot with four spaces in between. You see, the Shulchan Aruch's approach at this stage, that's really important, is not, as some people think, that it's important that the main point is what I've written in green over here, the amount of times you go in. That's not really the main aspect, as far as Shulchan Aruch is concerned at this stage. The main point is that you have five double knots, four spaces in between, and that's the last few words of Shulchan Aruch. This is called the on-off, as you've heard the wings. This is called the wings. So the point is that this, the entire length of the tzitzis needs to be 12 gedolim. 12 gedolim. Do you remember the shear that we said? How much is that roughly? 12 gedolim? Yeah, something like that. Depending on Chanoch, there's something around that. So, leaving out exactly the figure, let's just talk about 12 gedolim. The Shulchan Aruch's point is that this area over here, which is the area of the double knots and the wrappers, those need to be 1/3 of the entire string. So if this is 12 gedolim, the on-off is going to be 8. So the loose strings, the loose tzitzis is going to be 8. And this is going to be 4. So I've tried to do it more or less. So you've got to be 1/3 and 2/3. That is, as far as Shulchan Aruch is concerned, that's really important. More important than what I've written in green over here. So again, I'm repeating. You have got to do, out of the 12 gedolim, which is the shear of the tzitzis. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention that. He mentioned it earlier. 12 gedolim, which is the shear of tzitzis. You need to ensure that the double knots and wrappers all together make 1/3 of the entire 12 gudolim, and the on-off, the wing, needs to be 2/3 of that, which is the equivalent of 8 gudolim. That's what, yeah.
Is the point that Shulchan Aruch is making that's the minimum shear of each, or that one has to be at least half of the bottom one?
No, it's the proportion. Have I answered your question? Because I'm not sure I understood you.
What I mean is the point that there's a minimum shear for the top half, which is 4, and a minimum shear for the bottom half, which is 8. Or is he saying that top half has to be at the very least?
It's the proportion. It's the proportion. The half. 1/3, 2/3.
Yeah.
So it has to be. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. So I just want to go through those words in Shulchan Aruch again, just to make sure that it's all clear. Yikach arba chotin, you should take the four strings mitzad zeh from this side, v'arba mitzad zeh, v'yikshoy shnei pomim zeh agav zeh. Make yikshoy, it has to be a double knot zeh agav zeh. Just if I may just add over here, because I'm afraid I may forget, can I just add over here the kesher? The kesher, these double knots that we're making, are actually just, well, very simple double knots. What about tying them on Shabbos? I know it's not really relevant to what we're learning right now, but I'm scared I'll forget. Can you tighten it a bit on, it's very common on Shabbos, especially when it comes to the talus. No. Right, so according to the majority of poskim, you're correct, according to the majority of poskim, it's actually an Issa D'Oraisa. It's actually an Issa D'Oraisa because it's meant to be Shel Kayoma, although it may not intrinsically be a Kesher Shel Kayoma, but it's meant to be Shel Kayoma. Of course, we all try that it should stay there as firm and as long as possible. So it's actually, according to the majority of the postgame, it's actually an Issa D'Oraisa to even tighten it and make it stronger. It's actually, according to most postgame, an Issa D'Oraisa. Okay, so
if it gets loose very quickly afterwards, every time.
It's zicha, it's definitely also to do, and according to many postgame, even then it's going to be an Issa D'Oraisa. According to many poskim. Okay, so shnei pom zel gav ze. Ve'achakach, and after that, yichoy chut ha'oruch, take the long string, which we normally have, soviv ha'shiva, around the zim, k'tzas k'richos, a few k'richos. So it doesn't tell us exactly how many k'richos at this stage, because that's not really essential. Ve'koyshe, and you tie, shnei pom zel gav ze, you do double knots. V'choyze v'koyich, and you go around again. V'chen yasei, and then you should do ad sheyashlish lechomesh k'shorim, you should reach five times, five k'shorim, five double knots, k'fulim, five double knots, v'arbo avirim, and four spaces between meleim, full k'ichos of k'ichos, of going around. Ein shele k'ichos, there is no real requirement of making how many times you go around. Rak, only shiukol hakoch v'akshorim. The only condition is, the Shulchan Aruch says at this stage, the only condition that he says that kol hakoruch v'aksharim roicha v'arpo gudolin ha'va'on of shmoinu gudolim. What Shulchan Aruch says is that it needs to be eight gudolim, meaning it needs to be eight against four. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Eight against four, meaning two-thirds of the on-off of the wing against the four, which is the kichos and the wrappings and the double knots. Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says at this stage in Sifkot and Samach. Hey, kichos. Okay, roitze loyma, le minyan ha-kichos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, ga minyan ha-chulyos ve-aksharim ein me'akev medina. How many double knots you make and how many wrappings you go around it is not really me'akev medina. If something is slightly off, you have miscounted it. It doesn't really matter. It's not ma'akev medina. It doesn't really matter. So if you suddenly realize your tzitzis got, you had a, you know, you, it was 12 instead of 13, or it was 16, or whatever went wrong, you had 6 instead of 7. So he says over here, it's eino ma'akev medina. Raku ne mitzvah min ha-mufcha. It's lechatchila, but it's ideal, but it's not ma'akev medina. It's not the end of the world. Why? Ki ha-chamisha ksharim. Here we go to the question we asked earlier. Why do we have 5 double knots? Remes, it's a sign, shalideze, yizko, chamisha chumshe teira. Do you know why we've got 5? To remind us of chamisha chumshe teira. Now, I wonder how many people, when they look at that tzitzis, think the 5 kichos, they think of chamisha chumshe teira. So you look at it and you say, b'reishu shmois ve'ikra b'amid odvorim. It's that's what we have 5 for. We've got 5 because chamisha chumshe teira. Now, I must tell you, I didn't see anyone, and I wonder if you've got a suggestion. I don't know what the direct connection is between chamisha chumshe teira and the 5 kichos of the tzitzis. Why not shloisha ovois, arba imois, or shisha sidre mishnah, or 12 shvotim? What is the direct connection between 5 chumshe teira and the 5? But I wonder, have you got any suggestion? I don't know. Yeah. Oh, is that what it is? Remember all the mitzvahs. That's a nice, Rabbi Yisai, that's a very nice, very simple, straightforward, and definitely very correct answer. That with the Chamisha Chumash Torah representing all the mitzvahs, and the tzitzis are meant to remind us of the 613 mitzvahs, so I suppose 613 would be really long. It would be a bit too long to have 613 krichos, so we do Chamisha Chumash Torah represent the 613 mitzvahs. Yeah, definitely, I'm buying that off. Thank you very much. Why do we kfila hasaksharim? The reason why we do double knots? Why double knots? Why double knots? Says the Shulchan Aruch. This is Mishnah Berurah. The kfilas and the doubling aksharim of the knots, hachamisha of the 5 she'oy leyut, which end up being 10. Remes. This is a sign la'asor sfiroisav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not very informed in Kabbalah matters, but the 10 spheres of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Can somebody add something to that? The 10 spheres of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The ten spheroids of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's represented by, that's why we do ten or 5 double knots, which equals 10. Again, here I'm not quite sure again what exactly, I suppose, why the connection between 10 by the tzitzis also is meant to remind us the kisya kovoid, maybe. Not sure. That's why we've got 10. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Now says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Samech Vav. Can I just skip that? No. Umad Isa b'Sif Yud Gimel. That we learned in Sif Gimel. Shem Korach Afilu Chuli Echad. Avar Esher Shadav. Now the Mishnah Berurah here explains a little bit in greater detail. Beautiful, beautiful background information. Ki Kiblu Chazal. The Gemara says the Beinon B'Tzitzis Gedil. What is necessary for tzitzis is a gedil. What does that mean exactly? V'Hainu I.E. Sheyia Muchach. It needs to be wrapped around. What does that mean? So he says there are conditions of having strings, there is conditions of going them around and double knots. But ach, min ha-toira, from a Torah perspective, ein shir le'oirech hagdil. From the Torah perspective, you don't need all that. From the Torah, min ha-Torah, all you need is elafilu im loikorach rak sholosh krichos. If you have gone around medoraisa 3 times, you've done 3 wrap round, you've gone around 3 times, ve'osal gaben kesha lemalo, and you've done a knot earlier on top, then you're fulfilling the Midrash. The Gamzeh Halacha LeMoshe Sinai. This is also not explicit in the Torah, but it's Halacha LeMoshe Sinai. Miskayim Baze Shem Gdil Uvzeh Kvan Nigma Mitzvah Midrash. This is maybe unlike what I said a couple of shiurim ago, because the Mishneh Berurah says here that from a Midrash point of view, all you need to do is a knot, and then three times you go around. Three times. That's all that is necessary from a Torah perspective. Chachamim obliged to do far more than that. But from a Torah perspective, and not three times going around, you fulfill the mitzvah Midrash. Continues the Mishneh Berurah. וזהו טעם הדברי שולחן אורך שם, ועל זה יש לסמך בערב שבס, if you have got no tzitzis on Friday afternoon, אם חשייך, just before שבס, כשאין לו יפנה לעשות כתיקון, if you can't do tzitzis properly, all you have got, literally a minute before שבס, reminds me a little bit of my house. You've got 1 minute before Shabbos, so all you can do is the bare minimum. All you need to do, you don't want to do tzitzis before Shabbos. You put them on, you do a knot, and then you do three times round. You fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. Kvar nigmar a mitzvah deraisa. That's what you've done with deraisa. Mutalotzis bo b'Shabbos levorich. You'd be allowed to go to walk around on Shabbos, and you can even make a brach on that. Says the Mishneh Berurah. I'm skipping the brackets. V'cholzem mit deraisa. That's all mit deraisa. Avrom mit rabbonon. From a rabbonon perspective, tzorich lasis shish shlish gdil v'shnei shlishim psil. You've got explicit yet again. The Rabbanon, the requirement is 2/3, 1/3. 8/4, as I've mentioned earlier. That's really important, according to Shulchan Aruch. 8 and 4. Enough being 2/3, and the top part being 1/3. That's the Rabbanon. Since the requirement is that it should be Yud Beis Gudolim, canal besif Dalet Yasek Dalet Gudolim Begdil Shem Kachichos, he needs to work out 4 against 8. V'yashe Ches Gudolim Chutin Ifrodim, and the remaining 8 Gudolim should be loose. That's the anaf. That's the wing. Shekachu Noy Tzitzis. That's the way Tzitzis are meant to look. That's a Noy Tzitzis. That's a nice looking Tzitzis. Nice looking Tzitzis is 1/3, 2/3, and not tzitzis that go all the way down to the floor until you sweep the floor with it. That's not called no tzitzis. According to no tzitzis, 1/3, 2/3. Valkain, therefore, im also choli achas be'erev Shabbos im chashecha, if you didn't have sufficient time to make the tzitzis properly before Shabbos, tzorich la'ashlim techev ha'Shabbos, straight away after Shabbos, do it as we just explained. The ilavachi, if not so, whoever the v'chachomim with the rabbonon, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of tzitzis. Some don't do this appropriately. Okay, that's what the Mishneh Berurah says. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, where we stopped. If the tzitzis are longer than that, yireh, you should see to it, shishlishosu yigdil v'shnei chalokim anaf. If it's longer than that, just see to it, i.e. cut it off, bite it off, as we discussed, to a way that if the tzitzis are too long, sometimes the longer string is a bit too long. So ideally what you should do, you should make sure that they're all exactly 1/3, 2/3, bite them off, that you have got exactly the right shear. 1/3, 2/3. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues now with a minik. Shulchan Aruch now continues, what's the minik? How do we do it? Continues the Shulchan Aruch in the bottom of page 44. For now again, the custom is, lichoich ba'avir rishoin, in that airspace, as we called it, that first airspace, sheva krichos, you go around 7 times. That's the number 7 in green. Uvasheni, on the second airspace, teisha 9, please don't throw tomatoes yet. Vasheni Teisha, the second one, 9. Veshlishi Achas Asoro, in the third space you do 11. Uvarevi Shloisha Se, on the fourth one, 13. Why is that? Sha'olim Kulam Arboim, anybody is strong in mass, unlike me, if you count it, you're going to end up having 40. Kaminyan Hei Echot, excuse me, Kaminyan Hashem Echot, this adds up to Hashem Echot, Sha'olim Shloisha Teisha. Im Hashem, and if, when you add the Ribbon Hashem, the Ribbon Shalom Hem Aboim, you're going to get to 40. V'noagu Lasis, I'm just finishing off the Shulchan Aruch, V'noagu, the custom is also Lasis Besoif, Kol Chut Kesha, the minik is also to make over here a little knot. At the end of every string, you make a little knot. Soif Kol Chut Kesha, Kidesh Yamad Bishdiros, that it should remain firm and strong and it shouldn't untie. Now I'm going to just add to this, that we learned earlier, Mishneh Berurah mentioned in Sifkot Na'ayin Aleph, do we do those knots in the bottom? Only, we don't do them generally, we don't do it as a matter of We don't normally do them. We only do them if they... That's right. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nam Ein Aleph reminds us what he mentioned in Sifkot Yud Ches, to only start making it. We only make a knot if they start getting unloose. If they start getting unloose, that's when we make a knot. But otherwise, if they are still nicely joined together, we don't make a knot. Unlike what the Shulchan Aruch says. So the Mishnah Berurah here says, again, the Shulchan Aruch says that you do 7, 9, 11, and 13. So double knot. 7 wrappers, two, a second knot, second double knot. Then you do 9 times go around. Then you do a double knot. 11, double knot, 13. If you add all this together, how much have you got? 13 plus 11 plus 9 plus 7. Right. So this adds up. Okay, we're going to see how the Mishnah explains it. But what you've got, what we are trying to achieve is over here to have the Ribbono Shel Olam's name. To get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. We're going to see how the Mishnah explains that. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Samaches says, "Arba gudolim imak shorim." So the Mishnah Berurah says that ideally, the ideal length is to have a thumb a gudol. I've done it in blue over here. A thumb width for a double knot plus the krich, plus the wrappers. You should have one thumb, one a gudol for double knot and the krichos. That's an important point. Again, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says that this over here, the double knot, one, plus the 7 krichos, that should be a grand total of one agudel, one thumb, which is how much? About three centimeters. Now, what's important to know is that they should all be about the same. So if you've got one double knot plus the 7, should be one a good all. The second one plus the kicho should also be one a good all. They should each be the same. What's the challenge about that? Very good. The problem is that you can, is that going to be according to the 13 one or the 7 one? So, because obviously here you're going to have a bit less. So the answer is that Mishnah Berurah is going to explain later, he's going to mention later, how do you do it, Rabbi Yisai? Over here you can make it less than a good all. Over here you're going to have maybe, how do you do it, Rabbi Yisai? We space out, that's right. You're always trying to do that in order that this should be all four together. So all to each should be one agudal. One agudal. And therefore, you're gonna leave a bit of space in between over here. They should all be equal sized. I'm repeating that because that's important. They should all be equal sized. Each double knot plus the kicha should be equal sized. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan, Samechas, Abo Gudolim, Imak Shorim. The meaning is that it should be exactly one a good old long. That's what I just mentioned. The Rosh said it should all be equal. Each of them should be the same length. That's called nice tzitzis if they are all the same. And therefore, with the first one, by the 7. Leave a bit of space. And after that, after they should tie them a bit tighter with less distance. All these matters are not ma'akev b'di'evet. It's just about noi tzitzis. I'm creating beautiful tzitzis. The 9. Rabbi said, does everybody have 9 over here? What's the minute generally? 8. Does everybody have 8, Rabbi said? Everybody's got 8? Everybody? Yeah? So Mishnah Berurah says over here, what's the Makoy for 8? Over to Sifkot 9 says Mishnah Berurah, Vesheni Tesh, Vakavonos Kosav. The Kavonos is the Heilige Ari. The Ari HaKodesh says, don't do 9, do 8. Vesheni Shmoino, Vesheni Skimu Achoinim. That seems to be the consensus of the Achoinim to have 8. Either way, it's different. Cheshbon is how to get to Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is 26. Then after adding to the Ribbono Shel Olam's name, which you can have 39. So that's either 9 or 8. It's all based on how to get to Ribbono Shel Olam's name. And then Sifkot 9 Aleph, as I mentioned earlier, Besoif Kol Chut, Ein Le'el Besifkot, Yud Ches, Mashu Kosav, Tisham, as we mentioned earlier, Tov Lasses, Achutim, Beinonim, don't make them too long, Lo'i Ovim, Lo'i Dakim, Tzitzis should not be too thick, Tzitzis should not be too thin. This should be just right. Mishum Zekel Ve'anveil, because that's how they look nice. Let's just recap very quickly what the Shulchan Aruch taught us tonight. Shulchan Aruch said that one should have five double knots. Midrash, you don't need that. Midrash, all you need is a knot and then three krichos. Midrabbanan, we do five double knots with four spaces in between. The four spaces in between are 7, 9, 11, 13, according to Shulchan Aruch, 7, 8, 11, 13, according to the Ari, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to pasken. We have 1/3 and 2/3 out of the whole tzitzis. 1/3 of the tzitzis are the krichos and the double knots. 2/3 is the enough to wings going all the way down. It should be no tzitzis considered it's exactly like that, not longer, not shorter, but yeah, but it's not ma'akev. We also mentioned the fact that to make a knot in the bottom is, although Shulchan Aruch said one should make a knot in the at the end, the Mishnah Berurah said that's only done if the Shazira, if they are untying, only then one should do it, otherwise one should avoid it. I hope we didn't fall short and promise that. No, that's, I think we covered it nicely. So that's the way to do it. Tzitzis HaKon Shulchan Aruch in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai.